Welcome back. It's the Divine Faith Podcast. We're talking about current events.
Think about whenever you got into spirituality. Was it a time where you were most stable?
Faith, you are just so on point.
Hey guys, I know it has pretty much been a minute whenever it pertains to me putting up an episode for the podcast. I think it was like last week. It may have been a little bit longer than that, but I also have been trying to think of who I'm going to do next. And honestly, I'm thinking about diving into Mr. Kanye West himself and looking at his past life situation. There has been a lot going on when it comes to Kanye, a lot to keep up with in terms of his rants and coming out from underneath the rock and then going back underneath the rock. It's just been a lot going on. So I will make sure to get you guys caught up when it pertains to that. But then we'll also look at his past life story, because you guys know I live and breathe for a past life. Okay, they're always different, especially when it comes to some of you guys' past life with people that you are in a relationship with. Some of you have past life situations where you unfortunately have been caught in the karma train and someone has came over to serve you your karma because of something that you did to maybe their sister or brother. I know it doesn't make any sense, or it may be pretty screwed up, but yeah, every story is different. So in this particular, I should say, episode, what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at element wise in terms of your connections. Now, this could be romantically or this could be platonically. I'm saying this, guys, because I'm already putting you on game. This year, the focus has been about health, mental health, if you haven't noticed. Next year, we're going into a 7 year. 7 is tied to not just the moon. So we're already screwed. We're already screwed a little bit there, unless you have moon in a comfortable sign, like Taurus, Cancer. Pisces is a possibly hit or miss, to be honest. Okay, but even outside of that, we all know that the moon is so fickle. It changes signs every 28 days. The moon is up and down. We have full moon. We have waning moon. We have waxing gibbous moon. We have all these different types of moon phases, which pretty much shows the different types of moods that we could all go through no matter what the day is. So with next year being a 7 year, a lot of focus, I think, I could be wrong, will probably be on our one-to-one connections, one-to-one relationships. We may see that being pushed more whenever it pertains to the media, because the seventh house is sort of like a public house, but it's also the house of enemies. So we have to be careful with that as well. Hopefully no surprising wars or surprising beefs pop out whenever it pertains to military or, you know, artistry, since Libra rules the arts because it's connected to Venus. So we may see more sparring matches between artists, okay? Rather that be actors, actresses, musicians, any of that. So it will be, I would say, an interesting year next year. It's like the battle of the fan bases, which we've had that energy there before, but this time it may go too far. So we're gonna have to take a look at that eventually. So yeah, so what I'm gonna do in terms of element, we're gonna look and see, like I said, when it pertains to your relationships, we're gonna look at you and we're gonna look at where the other person is at. Okay, so we'll start with water. So Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, you are up first. Of course, if this doesn't resonate, then just listen up for your other signs, okay? Ooh. Right now, water signs, you're not feeling very comfortable whenever it pertains to your connection. You could be dealing with an earth sign, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, or you could be still dealing with someone who you have a child with, or this is referring to your own child. Okay, but their parent may not necessarily be in their life that much, okay? okay? We have the Three of Pentacles. Yeah. Like I said, you're in a particular space where I feel like you're not really comfortable with where things are at, but you are trying to be patient. Some of you are even writing down your manifestations. You're writing down something when it pertains to this particular connection that's on your mind. Again, I said it could be with the earth sign. Earth sign energy came through again, but also Jupiter energy came through. So Sagittarius, Pisces, some of you may even work together with this person with the Three of Pentacles coming through. So where you're at, maybe you were the one that made the first move, or this could just be, you know, maybe you're the one making all of the arrangements whenever it pertains to this connection, you know. So maybe this person is following your lead, or maybe you're wanting this particular person to follow your lead, whatever the situation is. Okay. Now, on the other note, some of you could be looking at this in terms of like a dreading type of energy, because with Jupiter coming through and Capricorn, Jupiter is not comfortable in the sign of Capricorn. Capricorn is Saturn. It wants to restrict, but Capricorn is the darker side of Saturn, whereas Aquarius is the lighter side of Saturn. So I would just say, energetically speaking, you've probably been through quite a bit when it pertains to this particular person. Now, they may have been somebody who came into your life and they shook things up in terms of your career. Maybe it made you become more laser focused in terms of what you want when it comes to your goals, your ambitions, dreams, whatever the situation could be. This may even possibly be a blended family situation. I don't know why I'm getting that, but I am getting that. Some of you could be married to this person, or you are waiting for marriage. I would say from your side, where you're at, you're waiting for marriage from this person. You may have already thought about like how your last name would sound dealing with this person. You may have already kind of like looked at, who knows, wedding dresses or whatever it could be. You know, it just seems you're planning this whole thing out, but at the same time, you still feel restricted by this person. Okay. Some of you, the restriction can come from the fact of long distance. Okay. But Jupiter also, again, 12th house, but also 9th house is Jupiter houses. So foreign, this person may be of a different nationality than you. Okay. But yeah, so you're thinking about all these different things. Okay. I mean, some of you could, yeah, this feels like a foreign exchange student. So some of you guys, like maybe this person could be an immigrant, like I said, or they may be just in a different country. So that could be where this is long distance, but you're going through some sort of paperwork. You're trying to get something in order whenever it pertains to this particular connection. Like I said, some of you guys, this is a work romance and you're trying not to get caught because you may have a no fraternization clause, kind of like in your contract. So that's another thing. Okay, we're going to get another card to clarify you. Yeah, we have the Wheel of Fortune. See, there's that restriction I talked about. We have the Wheel of Fortune in reverse. Okay, so definitely, for you, you may be in a spot where you're kind of just like, you know what, is this karmic? Is this a karmic relationship? You're struggling to decipher that, okay? Because you may feel, well, you may be only paying attention to the positive parts of the situation. But the Wheel of Fortune with this energy here, yeah, some of you guys, you've been talking a good game, saying that you're not going to wait around for this person. But it feels like you've possibly been waiting for 3 years for the shoe to drop, for something to change. So maybe in this particular situation, even though you may feel like you're kind of like the lead, may not necessarily be true. You know, this may be running off what this person wants to do. Okay. But at this particular point where you're at, like I said, you're trying to be patient. Okay. But the Wheel of Fortune is definitely karmic. It's normally destiny, but of course, with it being reversed, that's why I said this may be like a karmic relationship for some of you guys. Some of you, if we're going to be honest, this is just supposed to be like a business partnership. It's not supposed to turn romantic. Okay, let's look at them. Some of you are definitely traveling back and forth to see this person, or you will be, or you want to. Even if it's a friendship, it's like you guys have to travel quite a big distance to get to one another. So where are they at? Nine of Pentacles. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I get abrasiveness with this Nine of Pentacles. I don't know why. But I am getting this person being kind of abrasive, honestly selfish as well. They're keeping their finances to themselves. That's number one. Some of you, I hate to say it, you are taking care of this person, or you were, but this person is like keeping their finances to themselves. They may not necessarily be that educated, or there's ignorance when it pertains to this person, or maybe it is they're playing dumb. Okay, it could be that, especially for some of you, if this is a crush, this person is playing dumb. Like, they don't know that you like them, but they absolutely know that you like them. They've actually knew for a long time, probably maybe since summer. Okay, yeah, King of Cups in reverse. There's no balance here. You're giving a lot, and it doesn't really feel like that this person is, you know, maybe they're only giving a little at this particular point. You know, they honestly may be going through something right now when it pertains to their career, because the King of Cups in reverse is unbalanced. But the King of Cups in reverse can be somebody who wants you to take care of them. They turn into that child who acts like they can't pick up, I don't know, a bag of groceries, take out the trash, clean up. They act like that because they know that you're going to do it. So some of you are definitely giving way too much in a particular situation with someone. It doesn't matter if it's a child. You're giving way too much. They are playing you right under your nose, at least right now. I'm not saying this is forever, okay? But this person also is not settled. They're not stable. Hence why they always possibly seem to find somebody to like take care of them, step in a manner. Okay, yeah, we have the Tower. Could be a Scorpio, could be an Aries, okay? Mm-hmm. Some of you, this person has left you with the baby, and you're angry about that with this person. Even though I see you still trying to be patient with them, I feel like some of you are expecting this person to come back in a romantic sense to like possibly reconcile things, okay? But it also feels like if you and this person are not together, there is somebody else. Ah, they actually may be married. Some of you may be well aware of this. This person may be married, or there is like some of you, honestly, this person may be getting married unexpectedly, or they did, and you still have yet to accept that because it was so left field. Okay, they may have gotten married and then boom, baby. Okay, maybe they got married because of a baby. But if that's the case, it's not going good. Their relationship, if they're in a relationship with somebody else, is not going good. Some of you, this could simply just be the mother or father of their child. They don't like you. With the Tower, they've been like spewing fire, arrows, whatever it is, at you from all different angles. Okay. Six of Wands, Ten of Swords. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this will change from what I'm seeing here. Change in terms of they have the control right now, but you will be back in control because something is about to end. They're about to go through a very, very dramatic ending in their life. Okay. And they're going to be coming back to you. But in a way, it does feel karmic. So it's up to you. Some of you have to be careful because you're going to get pregnant again. So if you already have a baby with this person and they're not really contributing, you'll get pregnant again and it's going to be the same cycle. Okay? So, where are we at? I'll do air. We'll do air next. Okay? Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. Let's see where you're at. Yeah, the Eight of Swords, okay? You're feeling stuck. Some of you want to move, especially if you and this person live together. Some of you want to move. You don't feel comfortable in your particular house, in this particular space, in this particular neighborhood, whatever it is. You just do not feel comfortable, okay? We have the World here. So you're not ready to walk away. even though you feel chained, you feel restricted, some of you even feel like you don't necessarily have a voice in this particular situation. Like, this person always tries to overrun you, always try to overtalk you, or this person travels a lot for their job. You may not necessarily be a fan of that because it could be taking them further and further away from you guys' relationship, but they're not trying to hear you. Okay? They like to travel. Honestly, if they could be like nomadic and live their life on the road and not have to worry about a house or anything like that, they would. Or you. Okay? But that worries you. Okay? That worries you. Sorry about that. That worries you big time, right? You're trying to control your impulses right now. It feels like that someone has came in that is giving you conversation. There is a tempting situation that you are not telling anyone about. Even though the Eight of Swords has the energy of the hands being tied behind the back, not really. You have an option, or you have options with the nest, possibly. Okay. Yeah. Some of you are feeling grossed out right now when it pertains to their partner. I don't know if they're going through a tough time when it comes to just like maybe depression or whatever it could be. I don't know if that is the situation, but they're not taking care of themselves, possibly hygiene wise, or this may be something that you're dealing with, but you're afraid to say something because you don't want to rock the boat. I get that. Okay. But that's not really helping the situation if you are withholding truth. Okay. But also, yeah, some of you, honestly, you know, you may struggle with mental health, or this person may struggle with mental health. But the thing is, where you're at, you're focusing too much on what it's going to look like to other people if you walk away or if you do something different. Right now, you are a little bit too concerned on what people think of you. That may also be playing a part whenever it pertains to your connections as well. Okay? I mean, something has already been cut a couple times for you when it pertains to this particular situation. You possibly have cut ties with them, cut communication. You've cut something from them, but yet you do that as a scare tactic, or you do that as a way to see if this person is going to change, or if they're going to move their ass, if they're going to be different, whatever the situation, you know, whatever it could be. But that's what it feels like it is. You've made moves not to leave this person behind, but you've made moves to see if it's going to wake this person up to realize, like, hey, I'm leaving. I may be heading out the door soon. I'm leaving. But it doesn't really seem to be working. So your tactics, whenever it pertains to trying to see if this person is going to change, not working. Okay? Some of you may also be trying to go back to school right now, but you may feel that this person is discouraging you from doing that in a manner. I don't know, maybe, again, you guys may have, you know, a lot of stuff going on. So this person may feel like, you don't have time to do this. That means that other stuff is going to fall on my shoulders. You know, I don't know if you're dealing with somebody who's a complainer, but they could be. Okay. We're going to get some more cards to clarify this Eight of Swords. Yeah, Queen of Swords in reverse, forgiveness. It feels like no matter what this person does, you're always going to forgive them. Because it comes across, I don't know, it could be where somebody was just like, well, you find a way to forgive somebody you love, or whatever they could have said. But this seems like it's going too far. This seems like you're being way too forgiving. But I do get that. it does feel like no matter what this person does, you're going to forgive them. You're not really going to hold it against them. It's like you, I hate to say it, it feels like you feel sorry for this person in a way. Okay, Seven of Pentacles in reverse. Yeah, you're even asking yourself kind of like, why am I here? What is the point of me being here anymore? What benefit does this serve me at this particular point? You don't know. Or you just don't want to think about it because it would be too painful to think about, okay? Some of you, this person may be unemployed. They may be in between jobs, okay? Lacking a foundation. That may be why you're always forgiving this person, because you've seen where they came from. And you're just like, you know what? I don't want to see you struggle, you know? Some of you may be dealing with a Taurus. Even if you are a Gemini, you could be dealing with Gemini unless you're a Libra or an Aquarius. Capricorn is coming through as well. I mean, I hate to say it. It almost comes across like this person is wasting your time. And you also may be wasting your time as well, at least right now. And I would say wasting your time in a manner of still hovering around, still remaining stuck in this particular situation. You're forgiving them all the time. It's doing nothing for you, but pretty much just holding you back. Yeah. Some of you, this person may be in jail, or they may have some sort of situation that is keeping them from furthering your education or doing something. Stop babying this person. That's what it feels like. Like you're babying them. All right, let's see where they're at. Ooh, some of you may have an earth sign child with this person. Could be a girl, or this is a boy with very feminine features. King of Wands, Five of Wands. So where they're at right now is they don't want to argue. Maybe there's possibly been a lot of arguing going on when it pertains to the, you know, to you guys' situation. Maybe for like the last 7 weeks, 7 months, 7 days, 72 hours. Okay. This person also wants you to get rid of like some of your friends who they feel like is... who they feel like are not a good influence, okay? This person is not really giving me a lot of action. Yes, they are acknowledging that you guys have something going on in a relationship, whatever it is. Yes, they are acknowledging that, but they're not putting a lot of effort or action into this particular connection. It almost comes across where this person is kind of just like, you know, if you want to end this connection, I'm not gonna fight you on it. It almost feels, I hate to say sabotage, guys, but I kind of get a little bit of sabotage type of energy, even though they're acknowledging that you guys, like I said, are connected in some type of a manner. It feels like a part of them has already left this situation behind, but they may be getting advice from like friends or siblings or something of that to like get them to think it through before they decide to completely walk away. But it feel, I get a very checked out type of energy when it pertains to them. Again, it doesn't seem like that they're really fighting for this situation. Now, if something gets brought to their attention, they're kind of just like walk away. Don't even entertain. They're not even trying to entertain the conversation at this particular point. Okay, they're not being honest about something when it pertains to you. Okay, again, like I said, some of you may be dealing with somebody who travels for work. At this particular point, they'd rather travel for work than be at home. I don't know what happened, but that's the way it's coming across. Okay, they do have some shady friends, I would say, or they have some people around them that are really giving them bad advice. So that may possibly be why they have checked out. The king, yeah, King of Swords in reverse, though, it's a little bit narcissistic. Yeah, they don't really feel like that this situation is successful anymore. That's why it feels like they're just not fighting for it. Yeah, like like they're giving up at this particular point in time. Not all the way, but they are giving up. Okay. And this person is kind of just like, you know what, if it comes down to the point where I have to give up my job to be with you, well, I guess I'm going to have to give you up because I'm not trying to give up my job. So this could be someone who may be more so focused on, you know, their career, making money. But they may equate money to happiness or protection or love, you know. That may be what their values are. And that's so weird. It was weird. I just said that may be where their values are. That could be where some of you guys are struggling. This person and you don't have the same value system. And that's why this situation is just not working. Three of Swords, Seven of Wands. Yeah. They're entertaining someone right now, but it's not serious. But it's on the verge. Okay. But yeah. They're the ones that's gonna like you would have to leave them. They may possibly do something they shouldn't do, but you're still going to have to leave them, okay? Who are we at next? We'll do Earth. Earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. Let's see. Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. Where are you at right now in terms of your connection? You have a Knight of Swords. Another inaction card. So you may have to scroll back and listen to the air sign one. I think I did, or the water sign one maybe. Okay. Again, a lot of inaction, no changes. You're not trying to make a change right now. You're not really ready to make a change, which would mean possibly letting go of this person. You're not ready to do that. Okay. You're not trying to save the relationship, but you're not trying to let it go. I know that's confusing, but that's kind of like the way it comes through. Okay? You may feel like this person that you're dealing with is like borderline crazy. All right? Yeah, Two of Cups. Mm-hmm. You're not feeling this person like you were. Like you once were. You're just not feeling them in that way. Some of you guys, literally, this may be somebody trying to get your attention. Could be a Cancer, or it could be, again, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. You just see this person as a friend. You know, it's like it feels like you're not necessarily trying to get your feelings involved whenever it pertains to this particular situation. If you're with this person, I can kind of see the same thing here. It feels like maybe you and this person are really just roommates at this particular point. It's just you're not feeling them. You know, the flame is burning out. Yeah. You stopped sharing things with them. You've possibly stopped communicating with them as frequently as you used to. Maybe you guys used to communicate, talk on the phone, all that stuff for Lord knows how many hours or days or whatever like that, but you've decided to stop the situation. Yeah, you're not really serious about this person. At one point you may have been, but right now I'm not really getting that vibe. That's why I say you're not really trying to save it, but you're not really trying to let it go. Maybe you're thinking that, maybe you're kind of just like, you know what, maybe my feelings will come back, you know, after some time. Maybe I just need a breather. Maybe I just need to take a step back. However it is that you see it, okay? I'm getting like a Patrick, Angelica, a Vivian, the letter T as in Tom. I'm getting like a Stacy, or the letter S as in Sam. Okay. I don't know. I mean, this might be weird, but some of you may possibly feel like creeped out, grossed out, or maybe you yourself are feeling like a creep in some type of a manner. Maybe you're dealing with somebody who is younger than you, could be significantly younger. So you may be a little bit worried about that, okay? Some of you may be dealing with somebody who is a drinker, but you may not really have a tolerance for it. So, see, here's the thing. It kind of comes across like entering into this situation, there were quite a few turnoffs. But yet, you kept, like, going, okay? But now you're at this standstill point where you're just like, you know what? I'm just really not interested, okay? We have the world. So I feel like you're the one that has cut off communication with this particular person. You're not making any movements. You're not sharing anything. Some of you, even if you're in a relationship, I feel the same way. You're backing off. I'm getting something about sharing your location. So I'm not sure if some of you were doing that whenever you were in a connection with someone, but that has stopped. Okay. Maybe even sharing your ideas. Some of you have possibly backed off because you feel like this person doesn't appreciate, doesn't respect the ideas that you have in terms of what you want to do in life. And that may have been maybe the nail in the coffin for you when it came to this particular individual. Like, you know what? You really don't support me when it pertains to things I want to do. But again, I don't really feel like you like this person that much. Even coming into the situation, it doesn't really seem like it. Okay? Yeah. But you're having hope because maybe this person is a good guy, you know, or a good woman to you. And you maybe you're feeling like, you know, bad. Like, oh my God, I feel so terrible because this person may be being pretty good to you. Or, you know, you could have backed off and now all of a sudden this person is being the person that maybe you've been asking them to be for like maybe the last 17 months or 2 years or 17 weeks, whatever it is. So it just feels like you've just backed off and now this person has possibly backed in. Okay. You're leaving out of your garage. They're pulling into your garage and you're just like, I've been wanting you to come into my garage for Lord knows how long. And now you're here. Okay. But you're trying to remain hopeful, but I could take this star card with the world energy as a way of, you know what? I still have hope that one day I'm going to meet somebody that I click with, but I'm just not clicking with you. So some of you, even if this person is a nice person, the energy I'm getting from you, you're kind of just like, you know what? At this point, I kind of just want to be done. I kind of want to see what else is out there. I don't really necessarily want to be tied into this particular connection. Oh yeah, no wonder you want to see what else is out there. Some of you guys may have notoriety, some sort of fame, or you will. So this could be a little bit of I'm getting too big for my britches type of vibe. Yeah. You don't feel like this relationship gives you purpose, gives you meaning anymore. Maybe at one point it did. Okay. This feels like an energy here where, yeah, some of you guys, this person is younger than you, but you don't really like them. That's why I feel like you're cutting communication off with them or you've just stopped trying because you don't really care. Who am I on? I forgot who I'm on. Oh my God, I'm drawing a blank. Who am I on? I think I did water and air. I'm on earth. Am I on earth? Or am I on? I don't know. I'm on one of those, okay? Whichever one I don't name in the video, then that's the one. I feel like I named it, but I'm drawing a blank. It's like I went blank. Anyway, okay? Oh, well, maybe I'm on earth. Okay, I might be on earth, okay? Yeah, I think I'm on earth. but anyway, so Libra, Aquarius, like I said, Cancer is here. Gemini is here. The Judgment is in reverse. Yeah, you're not going to reconcile this one. So if you and this person break up, you're fine with it. Because again, like I said, you're just not interested. You know, they don't pique your interest. You don't really feel like this person is the one for you. You feel like that, you know, maybe even feel like it was a waste of time in a manner for you, because maybe at some point you're just like, oh, why the hell did I even get into this relationship with you? But you're not sad about it. They may be sad about it. And like I said, they may possibly be a good person, but for you, it's like, oh, that's not enough. But you also could be going into a time period where you're just focusing on your career and you may feel like, I don't really have time for, you know, a relationship. Okay, even though it's possible this person may still want to try to stick around, be around you, but like I said, you may be like, okay, yeah, you can stick around, maybe be my friend, but I ain't really interested in having a romantic relationship with you anymore. This just gives me, I'm over it. Yeah, you're not going to reconcile with this person at all. You know, there's just qualities about them where you're just like, no thanks. Mm-hmm. That's where you're at. So let's see where this person is at. Eight of Cups. Yeah, they're giving you your space, but the Eight of Cups came upright. So it's not permanent like it is for you. Okay? They're giving you your space. Okay? You've turned your back on them in some type of a manner, left them in the dark, or at least that's how they feel. Okay? And they're kind of like standing outside the door, looking at you with your back turned, trying to figure out, what are you going to do? I'm trying to figure you out. Like, what do you want? What do you want from me? What is it going to take? Earth signs, you really got somebody who is like up your tail end. Okay. Clarify the Eight of Cups. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is a situation where eventually, I don't see like a bad ending here. It feels like eventually you guys are just going to give up on the situation. Not gonna be any like fighting or anything like that. It's just gonna fall apart. Because from what I'm seeing right now, it feels like this person is the only one trying. Yeah, it's unrequited for them. That's what I'm picking up, okay? Or at least that's how they feel. They feel like this is unrequited. Like, you're not being fair. Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. You're not being fair, okay? This person may be trying to bribe you in some type of a manner. Some of you, the biggest issue with this individual could just simply be their career, what they do for work. You see it as like there's no plan, there's no stability in that. You're all over the place. Like, we both can't be all over the place. One of us has to have our feet planted on the ground, and they don't. Okay, they're very wishy-washy in terms of their commitments, and I'm just talking about in terms of like life, financially speaking. Okay. This person isn't ready to let this situation go, okay? They want to, because it feels like that you've possibly expressed that you're not happy, okay? So this person, they honestly may be expecting you back, but you're just not interested. They could be a Pisces, okay? Pisces did come up on this side. Yeah. Maybe it could work, maybe it can't. That's where I feel like this person has been the entire time of you guys' relationship. Maybe it can work, maybe it can't work. Maybe it can work, maybe it can't work. Four of Cups, and yeah, this person is bitter because they feel like this is unfair. Remember I talked about maybe they feel, one of you guys feel like your time has been wasted, okay? But this person is stuck in their bitterness. But to be honest, this may be the way that this person is a lot of the time, bitter. And you're like, I don't want to hear it anymore. I don't want to deal with it anymore. Like, why are you so bitter? Rather it's towards me, rather it's towards your family, rather it's towards your friends. Like, let it go. It's like Mr. Scrooge. It's like, I don't want to lay next to that. Okay? And that's where you're at. This person is oblivious, though, I feel like, in a manner, when it pertains to this connection. You know? They still feel like in a manner that no matter how many times you guys break up, you can always try to fix it. But at this particular point, this is over. I haven't gotten one of these in a while where it's just been like over. And I doubt you guys are going to get back together at all. Okay. You hope to meet someone new that better suits you. Whereas this person hopes you get your karma for being unfair to them because you are like, you don't want to be with them. So, earth signs, you're done with this person, okay? And last but not least, fire. Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, where are you at when it pertains to this particular person? Where are you at? The Magician, okay? We have the Justice card in reverse and the Six of Swords. So this is a long distance situation. Or you keep meeting, or you've met somebody who is at a distance, and this may seem like the norm for you these days, where you keep meeting people that live quite a bit of a distance from you. Where you're at right now, you're not ready to make a decision in terms of if you want to be with this person or not, if you want to travel towards this person or not, if you want to, you know, leave them behind, whatever. Okay. You may be dealing with an Aries, Aquarius. Yeah. Aries, Aquarius coming through. Libra is coming through. Okay. But the Magician has all of the elements, I would say, in his genetic makeup. So the thing is, you know, you are actually smitten by this person. You feel like this person checks a lot of your boxes. Besides the fact that there's distance between the two of you, you know, and traveling seems like a pain in the butt, right? This person, maybe you went through a divorce that you felt was unfair. Some of you literally may be communicating with the person who you are divorced from. Maybe you and this person are trying to be friends at this particular point. I don't know if you're just genuinely trying to be friends or you are trying to restart as friends to possibly come back together romantically speaking, maybe years from now. I hear 6 years, but I could be wrong on that. 4 or 6 years is what I'm hearing, but who knows? Either way, okay? It seems like you're kind of being covert about this particular connection. Again, some of you may be doing that because of the fact that this is an old flame. Okay? You feel that this person can be irrational at times. Whoever this individual is, they're coming across like they want you to give up a lot to be with them. Something that you're not necessarily trying to do, even though, you know, like I said, this person checks off a lot of your boxes. Okay. They may like to travel. You like to travel, especially to different countries. Okay. I'm hearing like Arabian Nights. Okay. So what is that? It makes you think of like Aladdin, Jasmine, you know, something like that. Some of you may be dealing with somebody like that, or you could be taking a vacation in the future to some place kind of like in the movie Aladdin. I don't even know where was Aladdin shot. I don't know. I should know this. Was that not the Taj Mahal in the back, or am I tripping? Maybe. I don't know. Anyway. But you find this person's conversation very refreshing. They're an intellectual, okay? And you're probably an intellectual, so that's even better for you. From what I'm seeing here, even though you may be trying to figure out what you want to do, it actually feels like you've already made your decision. But that decision may cause a lot of chaos, disruption, something that you really don't want to deal with, especially if you and this person got married and got divorced. And you guys may be, you know, possibly thinking about doing this again. Okay. Now, on the flip side, some of you may not be trying to go there. It could be the other person that may be in that particular mindset when it pertains to, you know, trying to get back together. Whereas for you, it could just be, hey, you know, you're my good friend. You're my good buddy. We're like road dogs. You know, I could talk to you about anything. Okay. Whoever it is. Let me get some more cards here. I'm gonna clarify the Magician. This person may have dimples. Clarify the Magician. Or this actually could represent some of you fire signs will actually meet the person that I'm describing, and the story will play out that way. Get married, get divorced, get remarried. Ooh. Okay. Clarify the Magician. Some of you actually may be stuck in some sort of litigation elsewhere that may be affecting your connection. That may be something that you're either keeping from this person or they know about it, and you know, it's starting to make the relationship more difficult. Okay, we have moon in reverse though. Fear. You're afraid to love this person. You're afraid to be vulnerable, even though this person checks a lot of your boxes. Okay. There's that the fear of moving forward. It's like the fear of moving forward, because what if it fails? That's where I feel like you're at right now. So I feel like you're trying to act uninterested, or you're purposefully trying to push this person away. Okay. We have the number 8, which is tied to the planet of Saturn. That's karma. The justice card in reverse can definitely be karma, karmic. This could really just be a karmic cycle that you guys are going through. But I would say it's possible that you and this person go through many karmic cycles. So it may be a situation where it's up and down. But I really do feel like you've made your choice. I don't really feel like you're going anywhere. You're just afraid to allow your emotions to be with this person. Now, we're going to see how they feel. Because, you know, your fear may not be wrong, depending on how this person is feeling. Okay. Some of you may be a Cancer. Okay. Could be dealing with a Cancer. So we have Cancer, Aquarius, Libra, Aries. All right. For some of you, the issue outside of the relationship may be a Cancer, or a Libra, or a cardinal sign, Capricorn, Aries. Did I already say that? No. Capricorn, Aries, Libra, Cancer. Okay. Clarify. Let's see. So we have the fear. Okay. At one point you were fearless, but not anymore. Let's clarify the Two of Wands. Ooh. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah. So you're going to, okay. So yeah, like I said, you're fearful. You're fearful of being stabbed in the back. So that you're just not willing to take a chance, I would say, on this particular situation. So I feel like you're probably going to end it, even though this person checks your boxes. And I actually feel like you like this person more than you're willing to lead on. But right now you're in a spot of insecurities. You're in a spot of thinking about your failed relationships. And yeah, that's where you're at, I feel. Okay. You're just being stubborn, I would say. You are being stubborn. Mm-hmm. You're being stubborn. And another thing as well, some of you are struggling because you can't manipulate this person. They have pulled your number. They know all your tricks. They know exactly what the hell you're up to. And that baffles you. It's like, you know, it's like you can definitely be, you know, powerful. Okay, got that. But you've met another powerful person and it is rocking your socks. Okay. There is a power struggle, I would say, in this particular situation. You both are strong-willed. You both are strong-minded. And that's what's screwing you up. Okay? So you're about to be unfair to this person. And you're going to end things. Not because it's like something terribly wrong. It's just fear. So where are they at? Seven of Cups. They can't read you. You're confusing the hell out of them. They may be searching the internet. They may be researching things, kind of like, what's this, what's that? They may be watching videos that they feel like resonate with them when it pertains to trying to figure out how you feel about them, what you want to do, what is the possible outcome of this particular connection. It could be a Scorpio. Now, on the other end, if you're not fearful, it could just be you're tired of dealing with this person's fears. So you're just like, I can't keep going through this. Like, it shouldn't, it's not that difficult to make a decision. But for them, it could be, you know? Anyway, this could be a Scorpio Venus, Scorpio Moon that you may be dealing with, okay? But you are definitely, well, they're confused, let's say that, okay? They are confused. Sin. This person may be kind of traditional, even though it may not seem like it, right? By the way, some of you guys, this person actually may have an alcohol problem. Ah, 2 sevens. 3 sevens. Yeah, whenever I see 3 sevens, it's definitely a strong spiritual connection. 10 of cups. Mm-hmm. This person feels like that you are one of the few people that really understand them emotionally, or at least try. Because, and also this person feels like that you're one of the best relationships that they've been in. But they don't know why they want to keep running away. You know? It's not that they care about what people think, because they don't care about what people think. They just don't have a damn clue what they think. They're confused emotionally. Okay? Libra, Scorpio again, Aquarius, some of you guys, like I said, Aquarius energy, Taurus energy is coming through. They, like I said, they really don't care what other people think. Even if you feel like that they do, they're saying that they don't. But this feels like it also, like this person doesn't feel like that they're good enough for you. If you both have insecurities. 5 of cups came upright. So for them, this situation isn't completely over with. I honestly would say that possibly for the both of you. I wouldn't necessarily say this situation is completely over with. The justice card in reverse. I mean, normally whenever he's upright, the scales have been balanced, okay? But in this particular situation, this is just how I feel. I feel that there was some sort of unfortunate ending to this situation, and it wasn't supposed to be like that. But somebody jumped the gun or did something. So there was some sort of unfair ending to this particular connection. But like I said, this person is not over you. They're not over this connection. Even though they may be withdrawing, acting cold, distant, maybe even a little bit mean. But this person has a tendency to play the victim sometimes. Okay? 8 of Wands. Yeah, they're still attracted to you. The 8 of Wands is like Cupid's arrow. Maybe that's what this person is waiting on. This person may be waiting on Cupid's arrow to shoot them in the ass for them to wake up. But the crazy thing is, like I said, this person feels like I said, you are one of the best relationships that they've been in. That's why for them, it's not over. Okay? Like there still is something left in the tank. But this person has to stop lying to themselves. They have to stop lying, period. But they're going through a tough spiritual lesson. They literally may be going through an awakening. And unfortunately, you're in the middle of it. Okay? They hate rejection. They hate being rejected. Maybe you've rejected them before in the past. Whatever the situation is. Okay? There's rejection here. This person doesn't have any court cards. Not really. They have a lot of minor arcanas, which is kind of speaks to the lack of growth, okay, to me, in turn, based on the cards that I see. Okay, Page of Pentacles, so there's a child. There may be a child in the middle of this. Okay, Earth sign. You know, there may possibly be an age difference, or this person just looks good for their age. You know, they could pass for a different age, maybe 10 years younger. Okay, but this, like, legitimately, this person doesn't know. Okay, but I think that's because this person doesn't have a damn clue about themselves. So I'm just pulling I'm pulling a few romance oracle cards for you guys. Okay, on this one, when it comes to fire signs. Fire signs. it's kind of like, I don't know if I want to be with you. But it's not necessarily a no. I just don't know. It's like, anybody got time for that? And that's probably where you're at. You're like, anybody got time for that? They're used to getting their way. And then there's you. And it's like, well, you know, not over here, buddy. Past life relationship, I ain't surprised. So this is an ex for some. Some of you, you just have a very, 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 very deep past with this person. Possibly to Turkey, the country. And separate. So that may be how far back this is going. So we have past life relationship. We have flirt. There's that. I already call that trust. This may be one of the only people that you really trusted in terms of certain things in your life that they know that you didn't tell other people, you know? Keep an open mind. Safely love. Honestly, the cards here are saying that this relationship is worth waiting for. This relationship is worth it in the end if you choose to stay. This person needs to heal their family issues, their past, themselves, okay? But it is safe for you to love this person because of the efforts that they've made in this particular connection. And yes, this person is your soulmate. So be open mind. Keep an open mind. Some of you may be like, nah, fuck this. I'm done with this person. I don't give a shit. But the cards here are actually saying, keep an open mind because you may change that. This is actually a pretty, this connection actually ain't that bad, to be honest. It's pretty good. But yeah, thank you guys for sticking in for where you're at right now when it pertains to your relationships based off of your element. Okay. See you later.